Hello, travel biz owner. Welcome to my corner of the travel industry, the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're ready to have fun, be inspired, get clarity, and take action in your travel business, then you're in the right place. Let's jump in. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I've got some fresh content for you coming up in the next couple of weeks. I am actually batch recording the next couple of episodes, which I think are going to be like shorter-ish episodes, but I think they're going to really pack a punch in for you. And so without further ado, let's get started with this first one, fresh off of Prep for Wave Week, talking about the different types of lead magnets. And lead magnets are really a digital marketing type of offer, and they're typically freebies. And I say it's a digital marketing type offer because you're not, if you're meeting somebody in person, you're not going to be like, hey, get my free download. That just sounds very weird and very like inauthentic. It's not like something you would naturally say in conversation. But if you are like making social media posts or making sending out emails or making blog posts, all of that content, or like posting up on YouTube even, all of that content has to lead people to somewhere. It doesn't necessarily have to lead them to being like, yes, I want to be a client, but it has to be like, I could be a client for you and I want more information if we're a right fit. And that's what the lead magnet really does, is it gets people who are really interested in working with you, essentially giving you their email address so you can stay connected with them, especially if you are doing a weekly or monthly email series. And so when we're talking about lead magnet, freebies, irresistible free offers, like I know there's been so many different names and versions, but I think like the generic term is like a lead magnet or a freebie. It is something that somebody wants so much that they are willing to give you their email address in order to get access to this. And I want to point that out too. It's something that they want so much because, you know, and I'm sure you belong to many different email lists. You're selective with whose emails are sent to your inbox. Your clients are the same way. And so not only do you have to be respectful and responsible of setting this type of offer up, you also need to make sure for your own benefit that it's something that they want and that it's something that they so truly, desperately want, need. It's going to solve a pain point. They're like, yes, take my email address because you're going to help me because I need this help so super bad. And I preface that because I want you to know and understand who exactly your ideal client is fully and in depth. Because if you know who your ideal client is exactly, then you're going to be able to craft the exact lead magnet is that they are going to want. And they're going to find so juicy and so irresistible and be like, of course I'm going to sign up for this. Like I have been looking for something like this. So to give you a couple different examples of lead magnets that I personally have out there. So in my travel business, I have a retreat planning calendar that goes through all the different planning points that you need to be mindful of when you're planning a retreat on a cruise ship. For my travel business, I also have a, I think it's like something like 10 top considerations that you need to have for your next mind-blowing retreat, something to that effect. So I work with a lot of corporate teams and business owners who are wanting to plan retreats. Those things are juicy because especially if you've never planned a retreat before, you kind of need some 411s, which is what the guide is for. If you kind of already know that you want to plan a retreat, you need a little bit of help with the logistics, and that's what the planning calendar is for. So, and I think like you again need to know who your audience is and what they're going to find of value, and the more you hone in on that, the more you're able to identify exactly what your freebie should be. And your freebie should be, again, juicy and sexy and be like, oh my gosh, this is like amazing. Some of the lead magnets that I have in my support in my marketing business is the LinkedIn roadmap. There are four different things that you should be doing and kind of like the order that you should be doing them for LinkedIn if you want to start marketing that way and start building connections on LinkedIn. I know there's a lot of business owners who find that like super juicy because LinkedIn is super confusing to them. And so that leads them to at least getting started with a LinkedIn strategy. My second lead magnet, many of you know, many of you have signed up for, is the lead generation calculator. There's two calculators. One calculator factors in what your basic income needs are, both personal and professionally, and it uses those numbers to generate how many leads you need to be coming into your business to kind of like hypothesize how many people you're going to be able to convert. So it's like you're reverse engineering your business. I know we always go into marketing thinking like, okay, I need to do this, need to do that. But how much of a difference would it make if you knew you had to talk to exactly 75 people in this year because you knew that 50 people were going to convert into African Safaris based on the data that you already had previously in your business, on your conversion rates, your average commission, your average fees and all that? That would just make things a lot more easier, a lot more intentional, right? Like you would know, okay, instead of attending these low-end events, I need to attend these high-end events, or vice versa. I don't need to attend any events. I just need to go to virtual summits. It just gives you a bigger plan to clarity. So when we're thinking about our travel clients and what kinds of lead magnets are going to attract our travel clients, I think of, you know, checklists, and I'm not talking, you know, packing checklists like this. When I say juicy, your lead magnet shouldn't be something that anybody can Google. This should be like totally coming out of your own intellectual property. And it should be something that people are like, oh my gosh, I've thought of that, or I didn't know how I could do that. It gets them to the first step in working with you where it solves like this immediate pain point, but they still need to use your services to get the rest of their pain kind of alleviated through your services. So, and that's why I'm like a checklist, but not necessarily a luggage. You know, I know a lot of the popular ones are like packing lists and all that. Maybe unless it's like super specific. So like I'm thinking of people that I've been working with. So I'm not going to shout you out immediately, but you know what your niche is. Like the autistic families must have travel planning checklist. Or I'm thinking like the ultimate checklist for a girlfriend's getaway to Brazil, or certain things like that. Like what is marrying the exact type of people that you want to work with the exact destination that you should work with, that yes, this is going to help them solve something a little bit, but if they really want everything to be fully solved, they need to hire your travel planning services. So what sort of checklist? And I know checklists right now are kind of like a little phased out. So a checklist may not be the best thing. And I know a lot of you are going to be like, well, where the heck do I create a checklist? And so I'll talk a little bit about tools towards the end. I'm going to add that at the end to talk about tools to put everything together. Another really great lead magnet is a webinar, hosting a cruise night. If you attended Prep for Wave Week, you may have listened in on my session about setting up your sales funnel, and a webinar can be part of that sales funnel. A webinar is a freebie, and you want to make sure that somebody can register to attend that webinar, which means that you're going to need the email address because you have to send them reminders and then eventually add them onto your main email newsletter list. And so maybe you're not one of those people who wants to like be so posting on social media or making a blog post all the time. Maybe your tactic is to be hosting monthly or every other month type of webinars to educate on a destination or a type of travel and start warming up people that way. Like that is another really great way to get people on your email list and also getting people moving to converting into a paid client for you. a calculator. Like I mentioned, I have my own calculator. But what kind of calculator can you create for your own demographic, for your own people who are in your space? Is this a calculator of cruise excursion experiences, like what they should budget for? Is this like what your ultimate dream wedding calculator? There's just so many things that you can do with a calculator, and that's juicy because it solves an immediate need. Someone might not know that they need $50,000 to plan a retreat or to plan a destination wedding or to allot for cruise ship excursions. But because they have this calculator and you've given them some options in there, they're able to utilize it as their tool. They're able to utilize it as their tool. And then they're also able to utilize that information when they're booking services with you too. So it's kind of like you're doing yourself a little bit of a favor because you're warming people up via whatever your lead magnet is. Another lead magnet, and this is going to be a little bit interesting. Maybe like this is where instead of giving out packing lists, maybe you do a packing sort of template for clients. Like get your ultimate Hawaii packing template together where you put some base information in there, but then you also give them suggestions based on what their specific niche target is that they can add. So it is kind of like almost like a customizable packing list, maybe. Maybe it is, I'm trying to think, templates for travel services. Maybe it is that they want to do like personalized or custom. They're doing some sort of group trip, and so you're giving them a template for them to like create some sort of magnet for all the cabins and the cruise and all that. So those are little things, like little value adds and things that can be like, oh, this helps me out, and oh, maybe I should like plan my group trip with so and so. And you can create those types of templates within Canva. Another type of lead magnet that you can utilize is a workbook. And I think like this is a really great companion, like if you are doing some sort of webinar and maybe you didn't do registration, which I don't recommend that. Like you want to have some sort of registration. Maybe it's that you are presenting a topic to a group, and so you're not collecting the registrations, but in order for you to get some of the contact information from the people at the session that you're presenting at, you can be like, and if you'd like to learn more, download my free workbook about XYZ travel at this website, and have a landing page on your website or something like that. Because it is great, like all these exposure points are really great and really beneficial for your business, but again, if they are not leading to sales and if you're not leading to people to stay in your ecosystem, it's like an empty action that you just took within your business. We have to be more strategic when we're thinking about things. And the way to be more strategic is to be able to get people in your ecosystem by capturing some of their contact information, while at the same time, you are giving them something so valuable that they are going to want to be like, gimme, 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 gimme. Then there's also private feeds. And so you may have noticed or not. So I have been doing a lot of audio series this past year. I've done the Travel Tech audio series. I've done the Ascending in Your Travel Business audio series. I've done the Hispanic Heritage audio series. And I have one more up my sleeve. I know I did a lot this year. but that's coming out at the end of this year. But one of the reasons that I created this, outside of like putting out really great content for the travel industry, is it is a lead magnet. I'm able to get people's emails addresses since they're registering for that. So maybe it's not a private feed. Maybe you're doing some sort of event, some sort of summit, some sort of challenge, some sort of virtual conference, something where people need to sign up so they can access all the juicy content that's in it. That's something to consider as well. And I think, you know, there's so many, like in online business space, there's so many different events and challenges. And so how can you translate that to your own industry? Is it a special dietary need? Is it kids with certain needs? Is it neurodivergency? Is it people who love to do some sort of crafting? Is it people whose favorite color is purple? What can you kind of like do to get different movers and shakers within that industry that you really want to serve to be on the same platform? And kind of like, it's part of that OPP, other people's platforms, where you're sharing platforms together and really elevating whatever it is that niche is. Also, from Prep for Wave Week, you learned about the Limited Series podcast. So if you have been intrigued in doing your own podcast, but maybe you're like, I don't think I can commit to doing like a long-term podcast, a limited series podcast is a really great lead generator, because you can offer something like a workbook or a discovery call where people have to send their email addresses to get access to either you on a discovery call or to a workbook. So if you're interested in learning more about a limited series podcast, I'll go ahead and I'll link up my affiliate link with my friend Adam's course on creating a limited series podcast. And so those are a couple different ideas. So I've talked about checklists, webinars, calculators, templates, workbooks, private feeds, limited series podcasting. So how do you put all this together? And the most basic thing that you need is going to be some sort of email marketing program. And that is a MailerLite. That's a Flowdesk. I have an affiliate link if you'd like to sign up with Flowdesk. Flowdesk doesn't really have any limitations as to how many people can be in your account like some of the other ones do. ConvertKit, Brevo, Aweber, MailChimp, Constant Contact, ConvertKit, ActiveCampaign. Those are some of the other ones that are out there. I stick with basics and my favorites are MailerLite and Flowdesk. So you need to have those in order to be able to grab people's email addresses. So you can create forms in those programs that will both collect the email addresses as well as deliver, if you have a PDF or if you have a link to something, you can get that delivered through the email program. The reason why you want to be using an email marketing program is because, one, different legalities, like the CAN-SPAM Act. Having an email marketing program means that people are also going to be able to have a link where they can unsubscribe. You have to give people access to unsubscribe from your list, because it's right, one, and it's also the law. There are also so many automations that you can set up in the back end that can make your life so much easier. So instead of collecting email addresses and be like, okay, I have to email John Smith, I have to email James Smith now and all that, you can set up certain triggers and workflows in your email marketing platform that whenever somebody signs up for this form, they are going to be sent this email that has this link or that has this PDF. And then once they've been added to that, they're going to be added to my newsletter list so I can send them a weekly newsletter. I detail a lot more of this, and I do have some tutorials in my Wave Season Starter Kit. So if you're kind of like, you are confusing me and I have no idea what you're talking about, there's some tutorials as well as some templates for emails and all that to kind of like deliver some of these things. So email marketing program number one, you're going to need that to make this work, especially in the digital marketing channel. The second thing that you're probably going to need is a program like Canva, where you can create graphics or PDFs or these checklists or these workbooks. If you're using something more like a calculator, then you want to create like a calculator in somewhere like Google Sheets so that you can share off the link and make sure it's the shareable link and not the editable one so that they can make a copy and they can edit how they need. But doing like some sort of calculator in a Google Sheet just makes it so much easier because you have the formulas there and can send everything ready, set, off. You just need to make a couple of directions. So I would say alternative types of tech, like those are maybe like the two top techs you might need, is like Google, maybe Google Docs, Google Sheets, like Google Suite, and Canva and an email marketing program. Some honorable mentions, especially if you're doing like a webinar type thing, would be like a Zoom or a Google Meet, somewhere where you can record. You can also screen record, like Canva, you can screen record. Loom, I like ScreenPal to do some screen recording. Let me see what else. Oh, your website. So when you're creating your form in your email marketing program, you can send out that link or you can embed the form. And that's what I would recommend more, is that you embed the form from your email marketing program onto a page on your website. So it can say like ABC Travel/checklist or slash workbook or something like that. So it's so much easier than the MailerLite.com/123456789911. That like long extended one. So that is the other component. And if you have a website, this is going to work better if it is your own website, not kind of like one of those other sites that you might pay a low monthly fee or that you have like through your consortium, all that. Like, this is your branded website. All right. I think that is it on what I wanted to cover in this first episode of what I'm recording on this day about types of lead magnets that you can have for your travel business. If you have any questions, just check out some of the links that are below in the show description. And of course, feel free to reach out to me in the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur Facebook group, and we can discuss this a little bit more in further. I cannot forget, we have our Plan Your Year session happening November 16th and 17th. So make sure to join us there. We are doing all things with planning your 2024 based on goals, based on data, based on how you're feeling, based on how you want to feel. And so we're going to review your goals. Then we're going to plan out what your sales are going to be, what you're going to be selling in 2024 to create your marketing plan so that you can go into 2024 with clarity and confidence instead of like, oh no, I don't know what I'm going to do now. So the link to register for that is going to be below in the show description as well. Alrighty, you have an amazing day, Travel Pro. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Remember to check out the show notes for all relevant links and resources from today's show. See you next time.